听我说吧，
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 听我说吧。
Speak my language.
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 You're listening to Speak My Language, a radio documentary series presented by Yarrow Intergenerational Society for Justice. I'm Rachel Lau, coordinator of the Speak My Language project. The radio doc you're about to hear is Do It My Way, produced by Sophie Chu and Tintin Yang.
哎呀，真不热心呢，在这里帮忙啊，再帮忙，赶快，还有一题就完了，还有一题就，还有一题就完了。
The vibrant, bold, firecrackery voice that you just heard belongs to Xie Popo.
What sets Xie Popo apart from other seniors that I've met in the past is simply her charismatic energy. She's loud and seeks to do things her own way. I was very intimidated when I first met her. She's definitely the talkative type, and she reminds me of many other Popos that I've been around, but she's the tough love kind of Popo, the kind that makes you feel like you have to be the butt of the joke when you're around her, but she really means well. She's got tons to say, and she's pretty confrontational.
I think I felt a bit nervous around her from her very straightforward demeanor.She's very animated when she talks and can be a tad bit sassy in a feisty way. If she has something on her mind, she's not afraid to say it as it is, and quite bluntly put, she can be a bit intimidating.
Hi, my name is Tintin.
And I am Sophie. We are the producers of this radio documentary and had the wonderful privilege of getting to know Xie Popo and hearing her story.The first time we met up with Xie Popo, it was super rainy outside. She was bundled up in many layers and bright colors. On her feet were neon orange socks and blue shoes. She was wearing a green jacket, and in her hand, she had an umbrella wrapped with a reflector vest.
When I met up with her the second time, she told me to look out for a short person with little eyes and a green jacket. If I can remember correctly, what she said exactly was,I, 小眼睛,绿色的外套, which I thought was pretty amusing and sweet that that was how she would describe herself.
We met up with Xie Popo to listen to her experience of navigating through the healthcare system in British Columbia. Like many other Chinese seniors seeking medical care, there are many challenges and obstacles in the process.
Many question the access that Chinese seniors have in navigating the Canadian healthcare system, filling out forms in a second, third, or even fourth language.Having difficulty when it comes to finding translators or even finding ways to physically make it to appointments. It's hard to put yourself in the shoes of somebody who is navigating bureaucracy or even casual conversation with someone in their second language until you have to do it yourself. Xie Popo shared with us that she had a recent run-in with the Canadian healthcare system. One afternoon while buying groceries, Xie Popo felt quite dizzy and called the taxi to take her to Burnaby General Hospital.
然后一查查了那个断层扫描啊、超音波啊，整个仪器都查完以后。他就说你不能回家了，我们等一下跟你孩子打电话，你这个脑里面呢就有那个瘤，就是脑动脉瘤。
When she arrived there, the doctors detected a tumor in her brain and told her that she wouldn't be able to go home.
But the only appropriate specialist for her was located in New Westminster at the Royal Columbian Hospital, so she was sent there by ambulance to stay for the evening.
结果那一天呢，我就被他们用那个 ambulance 就载到那个 New West 去。
In the process, she wasn't able to eat dinner and had to be awake early next morning at 5 a.m. for her procedure.
然后呢，那天晚上在那过夜了。但是我因为我晚餐也吃不下去，那么到了第二天的早上呢，他们就说早上也不能吃了。
She wasn't able to eat in the morning either in preparation. Growing impatient,Xie Popo was visibly irritated and exhausted, and started to, in her own words, make a fuss and lose her patience with the nurses.
我就头晕晕的，我就开始发脾气了。不开刀了，不开刀了，我要回去台湾了。我不想开刀了，我要回台湾去了。
She needed medication for her stomach. She didn't know how to tell the nurses about her discomfort, Neither did the nurses ask her if she needed anything. Disgruntled, Shippopo threatened to pack her things up and not only go home, but back to Taiwan in order to have her procedure done.
但是我后来呢，就是回到家里，我孩子就骂我说：“你回去台湾干嘛？” 台湾的技术也没有比加拿大好，你怎么这么想不通？你怎么这么脑筋不清楚呢？再叫我再回去。
At that time, her son told her she needed to go back to the hospital and that she was being impulsive for trying to go back to Taiwan to have a procedure that could easily be done here.
然后我就打电话再回到原来的地方。 然后原来的地方那个护士跟我讲，你的档案已经消除掉了，你必须要到Burnaby的 Hospital 是从头开始办。我就跑到Burnaby Hospital 从头办。So
with that, she went back to New West, but unfortunately, her file had been deleted since she got up and left. So she had to go back to Burnaby in order to get a referral back to the very same specialist she'd run away from.
And so, then she began the procedure again, and she was waiting to have her surgery done in New West for 6 in the morning. She asked if she could leave to buy some food so as to not have another stomach problem, effectively learning from her mistake from the first time.
等到后面很疲倦了，我给护士说，那我必须去买一个吃的。
The surgery was successful, and her doctor checked up on her the next day to see if everything was in order, which they were.
医生就说，你可以回家了。 那医生叫我一个礼拜以后去找家庭医师把螺丝钉拿掉。我一个礼拜以后呢，去找家庭医师，家庭医师他们没有那个把螺丝钉拿掉的工具，所以呢，我那一天晚上又到那个New West的 hospital 的急诊室去。
All she had to do now was go to her local doctor to have the screws removed from her head after the surgery, which they didn't have the proper materials for, so she wound up being referred for the third time to Royal Columbia Hospital. It surprised me how she was able to share her story in a calm and matter-of-factly manner, with some sense of confidence in knowing that she'll be able to receive the healthcare that she needed. Something else that really stuck with me about her experience was how active the whole process sounded. I can imagine that if she didn't have a reliable way to get around, she would have had to rely on ambulances, friends, or family, or perhaps even public transit.
I felt very frustrated for Shippopo. Going through a procedure like the one she went through is physically and emotionally draining as it is, not to mention how exhausting it can be navigating through bureaucracy when you have to repeat yourself several times or be bounced back and forth between hospitals.
There are some things that feel like there are no ways around, like the fact that not all doctors will be able to speak languages outside of English or that there might not be the appropriate translation services on hand at all times. Xiepopo admits that the most difficult part about navigating the healthcare system is the language barrier.
在这个医疗系统里面，感觉到最不方便的，就是说你当然是语言呢。加拿大的医疗系统，他们是有那个interpreter，就是那个翻译的人来帮你翻译的，通通是从这个政府请来的这个翻译的人这里得到很详细的帮助，得到很热心的帮助。
When Shippopo was at the emergency room to remove the medical screws from her procedure, the nurses were able to find a Mandarin interpreter to provide translation services for her. Though it was over the telephone, Shippopo said she felt relatively taken care of.
急诊室的人非常照顾得非常很好，他们就请来了一个会讲中文的人。 就隔着电话跟我讲，你为什么来？你怎样？你这个医疗过程是怎么样？这个螺丝钉又是怎么样？那因为是在电话里面的那一头问过来，我就在急诊室的这一头回答过去。She
was grateful that there were translators that supported her so she knew exactly what was happening, and she commends the translation services that are offered as they're absolutely necessary for people like her to access care.
However, that is not always the case. In another instance, Shippopo had to reach out for help herself for her surgery notification.
了解你们办公室的事情也是这几年的事情。所以呢，首先就是我有一些医院给我们的资料啦，李小姐帮我翻译呀，要开刀这个右边眼睛的白内障的事情。 那个一切的那个过程我都明白了，我很谢谢李小姐帮我翻译那个文件、嗯、文件在这里、哦、你给它打开来看。
On the notification, there was information of the time, date, location, and other details about her surgery, except they were all in English. At the very bottom, in multiple languages, it said something along the lines of, "This document contains important information. Please take the steps to have the information translated." Shippopo found her way to reach out to Yarrow Intergenerational Society for their translation services. She says that the volunteers were very helpful and now often utilizes this resource. Though this may not seem huge in the grand scheme of things, having services and organizations like Yarrow is one of the ways we can support the independence of seniors.
While there are still ways to navigate around the language barrier, there are still concerns about the kinds of social supports that seniors have in Vancouver. Siapopo says one of the main reasons she wanted to go back to Taiwan was simply because she had more family and friends for emotional support.
我看那个旁边的床的朋友他们都有家人在那边帮忙，我觉得说我的孤孤单单一个人在那边得不到一个 support 的，我想我没有朋友在那边嘛，因为我台湾有很多朋友可以做我的伴，可以照顾我、啊、我台湾有很多熊朋友，我就想回去台湾。
Seeing other patients with family members taking care of them, Shippopo felt lonely and isolated in contrast. She didn't feel like she was able to seek support from just the hospital staff alone. However, back in Taiwan, she has friends and family who are willing to take care of her and keep her company.
Nevertheless, Siapopo was able to do all of this with a much more limited social circle than many of us are used to. I think there's a common perception that some people have that at a certain age, seniors generally just want to be taken care of. But it's also necessary to acknowledge their capabilities. We learned that Siapopo established her own support network. She has friends and family that are willing to take her to appointments and is eager to do things her own way. Her ability to do all of these things is largely driven by her own desire for independence and the feeling of not wanting to be a burden on others. Seniors like Siapopo are resilient folk and are fully capable of taking care of themselves too.
Siapopo is a great example of the resilience and resourcefulness of immigrant seniors and their ability to navigate challenges and unfamiliar situations. Shippopo is a great example of the resilience and resourcefulness of immigrant seniors and their ability to navigate challenges and unfamiliar situations. Though she is fiercely independent, she admits that her self-sufficiency is something that she has for now and doesn't know what the future may hold.
现在脚还可以走嘛，还可以到处去走，到处去，食衣住行都到处还可以嘛。我有力气我就打扫清洁一点，没有力气我就不需要马上打扫，至于说吃的啊买的啊都可以到处走了，没有问题。这个现在的我都能随心所欲，以后就不知道了。
To build a future where seniors can feel cared for and liberated from these challenges, it's necessary to improve the access that seniors have not only to social and health services, but also to community support to mitigate these feelings of isolation. Independence is important, but as is community care and realizing and understanding the responsibilities that we owe to one another.
In this experience, we've recognized the necessity of intergenerational connection between youth and seniors. The knowledge and experience that seniors have illuminate the struggles that immigrants are faced with, and in recognizing these shared struggles, we can build community. Grassroots organizations like Yarrow Intergenerational Society provide the opportunities to do so through meaningful interactions and genuine connections. Bridging gaps in knowledge to connect to the greater society, all initiated by the community for the community. At 80 years old, there is no stopping Siapopo. She still spends her day walking around Burnaby and Vancouver, spending time with friends and socializing. The next time you're around the Metrotown area, don't be surprised if you catch a glimpse of her out and about with her reflector umbrella and green jacket.
You just listened to a radio doc from the Speak My Language series. If you like what you heard, you can learn more about the project and listen to more radio docs at yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW, society.ca/speakmylanguage. Special thanks to Alexander B. Kim and CITR 101.9 FM, especially CITR Program Manager Madeline Taylor, for their support and guidance in producing this series. Our theme song is from the album Searching by Respectful Child, courtesy of The Artist. Speak My Language was made possible through the funding of the Government of Canada New Horizons for Seniors program and the City of Vancouver Community Arts Grant. This series was recorded on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. As we continue our work in addressing barriers in the healthcare system, we recognize that this is a shared struggle with Indigenous peoples under the violence enacted by colonial governments.